Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When one Mellotron just isn't enough, call in the professionals. Progzilla, proving that prog isn't just for dinosaurs.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Prog Watch. This is episode 232, I believe. And we're going to do something a little bit different this time. We're going to do something we're going to call Night of the Living Prog.
Dun, dun, dun.
We have, once again, in the co-host chair, my friend Terry DeLean.
Hey, what's happening, Prog Nation?
All right, Terry is kind enough to come back here. He's done a lot of homework here on these. And basically, like I said, we're going to do something different. When I got on progzilla.com, I suddenly was able to do a lot more things and play some bands that I had never been able to play before. So we're going to have a couple on here that we've never played before, starting with the first band, Renaissance. Now, this band goes way back. I mean,
yeah, former members of the Yardbirds.
Right. I think it was
the ones that didn't
Ralph,
join Led Zeppelin.
Ralph and Jim McCarty, I think,
right.
And McCarty. And Keith Ralph. And,
right.
And Keith's wife, Jane Ralph, was the original female vocalist. But by the second album, I mean, they made one really good album called just Renaissance. And there's a really classic cut on there that I love called Kings and Queens. But, by the second album, you had a complete turnover of personnel. And suddenly we had Annie Haslam taking over the female vocal role. And she's pretty much been in that seat ever since.
She's got a really good voice for singing live. I think it's one thing to say, you know, progressive rock, you know, you try to sound like, you know, the record we put out, and then singers can't always handle it, and she's just like perfect every time.
Yeah.
I think I've heard four different live versions of this song we're about to play.
Yeah.
And she nails every one of them.
Yeah, Carnegie Hall is considered by some to be like the Renaissance live album. But I actually picked something from In the Land of the Rising Sun from 2002. We're going to play a lead-off track called Carpet of the Sun, one of my all-time favorites. Renaissance, originally from Ashes Are Burning, but this version from In the Land of the Rising Sun.
Down into the world of sea, come and you'll be free.
come into the day. Feel the sunshine warmth around you, sounds from far away. Music of the love that found you, the seed that you plant today. Tomorrow will be a tree, and living goes on this way. It's all part of you.
All right, once again, that was Carpet of the Sun by Renaissance from the live album In the Land of the Rising Sun, released in 2002.
Yeah, they're so neat live. Like I said, she just nails everything she does. They're actually going to be on tour. They're doing 5 dates in October right in the eastern United States, New York, Connecticut, around that area, New Jersey.
Well, you know, she lives around here. She doesn't live far from the Squatch Den, which is in Pennsylvania. I will divulge that much. I don't want those Finding Bigfoot guys to zero in too much here. But yeah, she lives out in, I think, York County.
I already told them where we go to see shows, though.
Yeah, okay. they'll be going back and checking on the old episodes now. Oops. Down, man. Come on, T. But anyway, yeah, sweet. I love Annie's voice. She's just fantastic. It's a band I always wanted to play on the show, and now I've had a chance, and I'm sure we're going to be playing some more of them in the future.
It's got so much. There's so much there to draw on.
No, yeah, not even. I mean, the studio stuff. We're just, you know, hitting on a live one here. But anyway, I'm going to move along here. Another one of my favorites, a band that I recently discovered a few years ago, and a bunch of nice guys, Moon Safari. They're from Sweden. And the track we're going to play is called Yazgur's Farm. Now, this version is from their album called The Gettysburg Address, released in 2012. And I believe it was recorded at Rozfest, hence the Gettysburg reference. And the original version of this is from Blumjud, the double disc, their fantastic double disc released in 2008.
You said that right, too. Took me three tries.
I've been working on it. In fact, I'm going to run down the band names afterward, and I even looked up how to pronounce that A with the little circle thing on top. So I'm going to be better at saying the names this time. Anyway, we're going to play the track now, Yazgur's Farm, it's called, from the Gettysburg Address by Moon Safari.
You've heard this one. We'll be right back.
back, I tell you. Now let me introduce the rest of the guys. Behind the drums, birthday boy, Tobias Lundgren. And bass guitar and vocals, Jay Bird Westerlund. On guitar, lead guitars and backing vocals, Pontus Åkesson. Keyboards and vocals, oldest brother Åkesson, Simon.
The moon shines bright in the seventh house.
Once again, that was Yasgur's Farm by Moon Safari. Again, from the Gettysburg Address in 2012. And yeah, you hear the band, I think you hear Simon introducing all the other fellows in there.
Right.
And that's what got me to actually go and look at like a Scandinavian pronunciation thing about how to pronounce some of those funny ones, like the O with the umlaut and the A with a little circle. And actually,
there's a thing on Wikipedia about it, but you have to work at it to get it.
Yeah. But anyway, so we got Pontus, Sebastian, and Simon, and their last name is Aukesson. It has that A with a little circle, but it's pronounced more like an owl. So we also have Tobias Lundgren, Petter Sandstrom, and Johan Westerlund in the band. One of the reasons I picked this, T, was because these guys, the harmonies are just fantastic.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah. All six guys, six vocalists, two lead singers, and the sound... The instrumental sound is exactly the type of thing that springs to mind when you think the term symphonic prog.
Exactly. Symphonic prog. And they pull it off. You can go listen to the album version. You can go listen to this version. They pull it off. All
incredibly
the harmonies.
Incredibly polished live sound.
Yeah, very polished live sound, which I wanted to definitely get that in this time. Yeah, we featured these guys a couple of times on this show, but they do shine live as well, as you can testify now because you've heard it. You heard it here on Prog Watch.
This is Progzilla.
Anyway, we're going to move along to the next cut, and this is one of Terry's selections. It's another band here that we've never played before on Prog Watch. It's Dream Theater.
I love Dream Theater.
Terry loves Dream Theater.
I got to see them twice on the Images and Words tour, like way back when it first came out.
That's going way back.
And their live show at the time was amazing. Well, the first time was just a club date. It was like an hour. They hit on the major points from their album, and that was it. The second one, I don't know. I mean, there's some bleed over music. Different people listen to different things, and probably prog listeners are the most well-read out of everybody. But there's kind of reminded me of a Grateful Dead show in that they played an entire set. They did drums, they did space, and then they came back and played a whole nother set. With an encore, they threw in stuff from their early album, Another Hand, Killing Hand, Yeetsie Jam, you know, stuff that you didn't expect, but just played for 2.5 hours. And that was on their first major, you know, tour. So much fun to watch these guys live.
Yeah, they like to jam it out, huh?
But they do. They change up their set list, like, sometimes every night. Well, I don't know. I haven't caught them since Mike Portnoy left. I know he was the major force behind... You know, getting the computer read out. What did we play in this town last time? Make sure we change up our, you know.
Really, they went that far? Huh?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah. So I know. I ruined shows for people by telling them about set list, and I didn't realize. I saw Rush one time, and I put the whole set list on a message board, and thanks, you just messed it up for the rest of us. You know.
Yeah. But, yeah. Some bands stick to that, but I guess others really.
Especially don't. With progressive rock, it's kind of hard to make changes night to night. You know, I think
sort of the complexity of the material. I mean,
Dream Theater, Marillion are the only ones I really saw that have like changed a lot. You catch them twice on the same tour and have entirely different set lists.
Oh, that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah,
it encourages like groupies to follow them around.
Sure,
to catch
sure.
every show.
And I've actually had jam band fans say, "Oh, Dream Theater, got to check them out." You know?
Okay, yeah. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and play the track. The name of it is Peruvian Skies by Dream Theater. It was originally on the album Falling Into Infinity, released in 1997, but this version is from Once in a Lifetime, released in 1998.
Don't turn on the light.
Once again, that was Peruvian Skies by Dream Theater from Once in a Lifetime in 1998. Now, Terry has a good story.
Yeah, that particular version, I was playing it at the house one day. As a friend of mine, well, my girlfriend, Melanie, her friend, Sean, was over. They sit and they would make jewelry. And I'd sort of sit there and DJ. And so Sean is like one of the few women that I know who actually likes some progressive rock. And we got to talking about Dream Theater. And yeah, hey, we might be able to use Renaissance to break down some of those barriers. But we got to talking about Dream Theater, and she says she loved that song, Peruvian Skies, and she thought it sounded so much like Pink Floyd. And I started arguing, it doesn't sound anything like Pink Floyd. It doesn't sound like, well, y'all just heard what happens a minute and 40 seconds into that song, right?
They bust in to have a cigar, right?
I turned to Sean and I said, you win. She's like, I win!
Oh. And he admitted it on the air, even. All right, anyway, I guess we're going to move along.
I just figured out why women don't like Prague.
Why is that?
Prague's creepy.
You think so?
Prague's creepy. I mean, not all of it. Like, yes. The closest thing Yes got to a creepy moment was when Trevor Rabin wrote a song about sex and made John Anderson sing it. But think about, everybody's got creepy moments sort of drifting in their music. Jethro Tull had a few. I know King Crimson had a few. Genesis. It's like the entire Nursery Crime album is creepy.
True.
Phil Collins is like the major creep of the planet. I'm telling you. And he, Mama Tour, well, the song Mama for one. Yeah. Mama Tour, he was bringing his pervert kid on stage with him and doing demonstrations.
How about Through These Walls?
Right.
That's another creeper there, you know, listening. Listening,
you look close enough, I think every Prague band on the planet, except Yes, of course, has a creepy sort of just make you jump out of your skin kind of song.
Well, that's because it's music for different moods. It's not always just, oh, let's be happy and dance right now. Bop, bop, bop. You know, it's, you know, there's a whole other world of things to talk about out there beside love and dancing.
Right.
And hey, shaking my booty, you know.
Well, you see where we're going with this.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, that's pretty creepy, huh? Squatch shaking his booty. And poor Terry, he's here at the moment. No, I'm not shaking my booty, I promise. But anyway,
I'm going to intro this one.
Yeah, speaking of creepy.
On that note.
Yes.
This is called A Kindness by Credo. It's originally on the album Field of Vision, but this is the live version from This Is What We Do, live, recorded live in Poland.
2009, and we'll let it roll.
Well done, I'm too fat to do that. Right, this is back to the first album now. This is the song about the serial killer. This is what always gets me in trouble. This is a song called A Kindness, and features the incredibly talented Mr. Jim Murdoch on the bass guitar. Put your hands together. Through the streets alone, through a world full of crime, war and famine, I reach out for the meek, show kindness, an innocent soul, hard to find. I know a warm and better place, an ocean view where you can sit. I know a warm and better place before corruption can begin. I know a warm and better place. I'm watching from the darkened streets. My God whispers lost peace, love and virtue. I reach out for the meek, show kindness. I tighten my grip upon her neck. I know a warm and better place, an ocean pure where you can swim. I know a warm and better place before corruption can begin. I know a warm and better place, release your soul. I know a warm and better place, your father's calling, come on home. Daddy, home. Daddy. Daddy.
tongue, with eyes that bleed and cry and scream and burn. A shudder, a contortion, leaps in a blue body. And if she shall left on the ground, the body hugs gets all they found. And if she shall left on the ground, the body hugs gets all they found. Come home.
Was Credo, A Kindness, and as we said, creepy. It's like, well, like a stalker, serial killer kind of
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
That's, I mean, yeah. I get a lot of, he just, it gets really creepy when he puts on his Fish from Marillion voice and early on in the song, you know? I shouldn't compare them. 2 5-man Scots bands are going to sound similar.
Yeah, I guess a little bit, right? But, Credo, Mark Colton, Tim Burrell, Mike Vardy, Jim Murdoch, and Martin Meads. We're going to play some more of them. That's another band here that we haven't played yet on this show. That's the first here. But, yeah, I was in touch with Mark Colton, and we're going to get to some more of them down the road. They have a couple of really good studio albums also.
We don't play hits. If progressive music is your thing, Radio Progzilla is your station. Progressive music from your progressive rock station. Progzilla.
But here we're going to move things on to the last thing we're going to play from a band that I love just for their complexity. And I picked this cut because it shows that complexity being pulled off flawlessly on stage. The bombastic composition, you know, that's moving through all these different sections and different pieces of music.
I always said a series of scenes.
Yeah, like a series of scenes. This is Sista Samrar, which we think is like the end of summer or the last summer.
The last summer.
By Anglagard.
Is this where I came in?
Yeah, I think it is. But this is originally from Epilogue in 1994, but this version is from their live album called Buried Alive in 1996.
From the LA Prague Fest.
We'll be right back.
Okay, once again, that was Sista Samrar by Anglagard.
Very representative of, you know, the epilogue album. Once again, the series of scenes. But I do think it sounds so much better live, because it's not as produced, and it flows better, I think. It benefits from the minimal production of a live performance. And I think they cut off a little bit from the intro, too.
I didn't notice. You might be right. I didn't notice. I didn't compare the two, actually.
The epilogue version runs 4 minutes longer, like 3 minutes longer.
Really?
Okay. Hey, if Renaissance has an album called Prologue and Anglagard has an album called Epilogue, what are you supposed to listen to in between them?
I don't know. Stuck in the middle with you.
There you go.
But anyway, I guess that's going to bring it. Well, maybe I'll give a rundown here on who's in the band on this flawless live performance. Matthias Olsen, drums and percussion. Johan Hogberg, bass and bass pedals. Thomas Jonsson, keyboards. Johan Engdegaard, electric and acoustic guitars. Tord Lienman, friend of mine on Facebook now. Nice. After he heard our last show when we featured Engdegaard, he commented on it and said he liked it, and he said he hadn't heard one of the cuts that we played on the show in a long time.
And, oh, wow.
And he was like, thanks for playing it. And I was like, well, thank you. And when guys do that, I usually just send him a friend request, and most of the time then I got another friend.
Nice.
And I like having friends.
Nice.
But anyway, we also had Anna Holmgren on flute and mellotron. So once again, I'll give a shout out to Tord Lienman. Unbelievable performance on this album, you know.
Tord isn't with
the band any longer, but you had some info on their tour schedule, right, Terry?
Oh, Anglagard's going to be on the cruise to the edge with Marillion. The whole host of sort of prog acts, but that's about it for the. I mean, nothing else really happening, you know. Certainly nobody else on this show except
Credo's
like doing one
festival,
a Summer's End festival in Chepstow, UK, and the Renaissance dates I already gave you, but yeah, that's about it. I mean, I think Dream Theater's thinking about touring because I think they got an album coming out. Mike Portnoy's not doing anything at all, so
for a while there was weird. Playing everywhere.
Oh man,
yeah, he was in
between
Big Elf, he was, you know,
Winery Dogs,
yeah, Winery
Flying
Dogs.
Colors.
Yep, Flying Colors. Yep. Just,
yeah, and
Transatlantic. Yep. Which I think we'll get some Transatlantic one of these
days.
Oh,
yeah.
But I guess that's going to wrap it up. This was our first night of the Living Prague. We're not going to do it all the time, but every once in a while I think we'll pop up with one just because I like how it shows that these bands, you know, when they can do it live and do it really well, I think that's a big credit to them. Because it's complicated music, and a lot of times it has, you know, like the Moon Safari had this fantastic vocal arrangements. You hear it on the
it's amazing.
The studio album, and you're like, yeah, well, can they do it live, you know? And yeah, they can in this case.
And I like to encourage you to catch them on tour, you know, take some money for the merch table, because it's hard to make a living at this business nowadays.
It sure is. Yep. With everybody downloading everything, and musicians are really scraping. And yeah, and this streaming deal they came up with where the record companies get to make all the money. Yeah, as if they weren't raking us over the coals for all those years when it cost them like $2 to make a CD and they were charging 20.
Right.
And you know, the artist wasn't getting 18 out of that. Oh, but anyway, we're editorializing and we try not to do that too much on this show. But I want to thank y'all for joining us. Once again, if you like us, if you like the show, like my Facebook page, Prog-Watch, or follow me on Twitter, at ProgSquatch, all one word, ProgSquatch.
And I'm at facebook.com/Terry DeLean Music.
Yes, Terry made a Facebook page, too. So go and like Terry, too. I like Terry.
Thank you. I like you.
All right. Enough of the bromance on the air. Right. People are going to be like, people are going to start talking, Terry. Mm. We're hiding up
it's
here.
21st we're, century.
And we're like sweating. We're like really sweating up here today. It is so hot up in the studio today, but we're suffering to bring you some excellent prog. But I'm going to sign off here. I'm going to do my usual one, just say prog on, brothers and sisters.
Take it easy, Prog Nation.